were to go fish in Ontario, what .com site would you punch up? Good morning, John.
Goldfishing.com.
Negatory.
Let's go to Rick.
Fishing Ontario.
Helper.
Ron Quickly.
Outdoor Adventures.
Yow.
Stephen Barry.
Fishingontario.ca.
Quickly, Sean.
Goldfishontario.ca.
Come on, guys.
Ron in Mississauga.
www.goldfishinontario.com.
Thank you. Thank you. See? That's how it's done. You're looking for a fishing hotspot. You're looking for a fishing adventure. You're looking for your next fishing outing. You simply go to goldfishinontario.com, tell them what you're looking for, and poof, there it is. One of those wonderful places that will be there for you is a place called Bear's Den Lodge on the French River, but the opposite part of the French that I'm familiar with. So I'm dying to talk to him. His name is Art Barefoot, and he's on the line now. Good morning, Art. Hello, Art.
Warm this morning.
What is the temperature up in your neck of the woods?
It was minus 26.
That's not bad. That's doable.
Yeah, barely.
barely, yes. I mentioned at the top of the program that we were going to talk to somebody on the French River, but at the opposite end that I'm familiar with, I'll be honest with you, I have not had the pleasure of fishing down that part of the French that dumps into Georgian Bay. So do tell.
Oh, you should definitely make your way over there. You know, we've got the French, the Pickerel, the Wanapate, the Pillar Rivers, the Bad River. They all come together there.
It's a big delta, is it, Art? It's just like a big delta dumping into Georgian Bay?
Yeah, it's an elaborate expanse of big canyons with big rivers running through them. There's,
wow.
What big bays that look like lakes and a lot of current and moving water.
Wow.
But it's the main estuary for that corner of Georgian Bay. That's where everything comes in to spawn. And,
well,
you know, so we have quite a bit of fish traffic through there all through the year.
I've heard that you have quite a bit of big fish traffic, actually. I think you're missing that word big. Why is that?
Yeah, well, that was rather deliberate. You know, years ago, we started bracket sizes in the area. In fact, I think we were the pilot program for a lot of Ontario. But as we studied the fish population, the year classes and whatnot, and did creel censuses with the fishermen, we also did a survey and asked everybody what they wanted from the French. And the answer pretty much was overwhelmingly everybody wanted to catch more bigger fish.
Right.
So we designed the bracket sizes to protect the most productive year classes, which we've reduced that bracket to a smaller bracket over the years because we have such a good fish population now. But the real objective was to give everyone an opportunity to catch a wall hanger.
Yeah.
And keep it.
Yeah, and you've done a great job.
And it's really, you know, over the last 20 years, it has really worked, I'd say, many times better than we expected.
Art, can you sit tight for a couple of minutes? There's a few more things I need to ask you about your operation and the French in general. But we got to take a quick break.
Okay, I'll be right here.
All right, Art Barefoot, owner of Bear.